Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. So yeah, we were talking, Eric, about you know, different ways they're using to weed out some of the old-timers and just get these new, wet-behind-the-ears greenhorns in there that don't know what's going on, that, you know, will go along with the program, but...
Actually, it's a purge.
Is that something... Yeah.
Well, they're carrying on a purge, just like in, you know, in Germany and also in the former Soviet Union. There, you know, under Stalin, there was the Red Purge, and then even under McCarthy here in the United States, there was the Red Scare. And that was to purge out any and all officers and individuals and personnel and employees who believed more in the Constitution and the rule of law rather than the rule of men. And, you know, they're doing, you know, anthrax attacks against Daschle and others. You can go down the whole long laundry list. They've, you know, even Pastor Martin Niemöller said in Nazi Germany that first they came for the Social Democrats. And I wasn't one, and so I didn't say anything. And then he goes down through the whole long laundry list like that. The Catholics and the trade unionists and the gypsies, and then finally, or more finally, the Jews. They're doing that now, and even you can see the attacks upon, you know, Jewish people. There's a guy, Mikey Weinstein, who's doing a bunch of stuff because they're proselytizing and on a crusade at all the academies.
And, right, and, I have him on.
Yeah, blaming the Jews for killing Christ and everything, and all this stuff is just to beat the war drums and get everybody and their mother, just like in the Civil War where you had, you know, brother against brother, fighting against each other so that we can't see what's really going on or what the end game is in all this, where they're trying to tear down the Republic any way and every way they can to seize all the treasury assets, just like they did in the USSR. If there is no more United States, think about this. This is a perfect example. DOD owns 66 million acres worldwide. If there is no more Republic, no more United States of America, what do you think is going to happen to that 66 million acres? It's going to go in the hands of these cretins. They're going to, whoever turns off the lights on the Republic gets to pass the keys and the deeds of trust and
the
money and property.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all that 66 million acres is going to be broken up between them and their buddies, and they know this, and that's just a fraction of all the things that they're trying to steal. I mean, seriously, that's a drop in the
bucket.
That's
what it amounts to, 66 million acres.
Yep.
What's the United States have in acreage? Do you know the actual continental U.S.?
Oh, it blows that away. That's just DOD. That's just Department of Defense.
Wow.
And when you think about it, when there is no more department, because the Homeland Security and all this stuff, just like Germany, this isn't to create empire. This isn't to extend and have world government. It is to some extent, because you have to, just like in at the academy when I went, and any academy is to, one of the first things that they do is they break you down, shave your head, make you walk 6 inches from the wall, take away all your constitutional rights and protections, and give them back to you as privileges.
Crowd.
Yeah, and give them back to you as privileges if you behave. They want to do that to us. They're doing that to the nation. They're trying to turn us all into administrative citizens where we don't have...
I was going to say, this is something I brought out on a previous show. This is the whole reason why they're doing in the public schools now what's called cooperative learning, is they get everybody, you know, in these groups, and they want you to come up with a consensus. They give you in-class assignment, and the pressure is on for everybody to conform to one single idea.
To a predetermined... to a predetermined end.
Right, right. And so it's total mind manipulation, and it's getting
preconditioning.
Getting kids used to going along with peer pressure, whatever the popular idea is, and the popular idea will always be whatever the dumbed-down masses have been brainwashed into going along with.
Well, but I was going to say real quick is even like for, you know, Christ, all you need is three people in the crowd to get the crowd motivated to crucify him. All you need is three cheerleaders.
That groupthink thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, if anybody's interested in helping out Eric Schein with his fraudulent legal battles that he's up against here, if you want, you could just contact me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Again, that's H-E-R-T-Z, and I can put you in touch with them. But, you know, please, serious inquiries only. But if you're really serious about helping Eric out, you can certainly use it now. We're down to the last 2 weeks. In fact, 2 weeks from what, today or yesterday?
Yeah, well, there was one scheduled for September 25th, and then they moved that without any, you know, input from me, of course. This whole thing is so one-sided that the ALJ even said that he doesn't read my motions.
Unbelievable.
Right. So talk about being prejudiced.
I mean, on that basis alone, the whole thing it needs to be thrown out. It's just, you know, there's
well,
no...
Well, even the fact that there's a 97% conviction rate goes to futility, meaning that the outcome is predetermined.
You know, I should put you in touch with this guy up in Canada. I gotta look him up. But he was talking about his whole argument, you know, is that if you present a writ of intent to the court, are you familiar with that?
I know about writs. Not sure how you're applying the writ of intent.
Actually, the full writ of intent, I guess, is the full term.
Writ of what?
A writ of understanding and intent.
Right.
He says that, you know, he's got a network of people all over the world that he deals with. And on that basis, they've never even had to go to court. They just throw it out of court, because once you make it clear, see, the way they operate is they have you going in there operating under their set of rules. And you don't know that you have the power to contract and state your set of rules before they, you know. And you make it clear that this is the rules you're operating under, and, you know, their set of rules is not acceptable to you if they don't conform with your set. You know what I mean? You're setting down.
Well, but see, that goes to common law. What they're trying to do, and that goes to our country being a common law country, the Bush administration is carrying on through the Pentagon a program of legal warfare. It's called Lawfare. And they're actually using the Pentagon and our tax dollars to go after Americans to set precedents, bad precedents, to change the Constitution, to change the rule of law, to change through common law by creating it, by forcing it upon the people, or through propaganda like Armstrong Williams and others, and paying for the American people to be propagandized so that we change the law for ourselves by either not being able to or not enforcing our rights under the law.
Right.
Think about the position I'm in without counsel. You know, at some point, they've got overwhelming force. It's shock and awe to where, you know, this is not a fair proceeding. They've sent the prosecutor away, who was the investigating officer. It's like making the police officer into the city attorney, sending him away to law school in the interim, and then when he's done with law school, bringing him back in and letting him prosecute the case after he was the charging officer. A total, you know, violation of separation of duties, separation of powers, due process.
Has nothing to do, not even remotely, with
the truth.
With the way this country's supposed to run. You know, I'm not sure if I asked you this before. I don't remember, but what do you have for an attorney, or are you representing yourself?
No, I'm being forced to represent myself. I'm supposed to have counsel in here paid by our federal trust. You know, as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine. A member of this officers' association, the federal government pays them to provide us with legal aid. But because I've reported upon the corruption and even run for elective union office against the guys that have taken over the federal officers' association, you know, it's a bunch of guys who are working for the employers, for the shipping companies. They've taken their people in and taken over the quote unquote union. So it's like having.
So what exactly are they?
It's like having heads of Chrysler, like middle management, go in and take over the UAW.
Well, so what exactly are they trying to nail you with, you know, the charges? What potentially do you face if
They've charged me with, quote-unquote, being depressed, which is not a valid charge because you can't be charged with being anything. They're trying to prove that I'm medically, mentally incompetent. They're trying to condemn my mind.
So literally, that's what the hearing is about.
Yep.
They're not saying that you breached any whistleblower forbiddance or anything.
They're trying to set up a gag order upon me by declaring me incompetent, which is a perverted form of gag order. It's been outlawed under the Whistleblower Protection Act and a lot of other laws, which amended the Administrative Procedure Act. But they're trying to silence me and also, you know, exhaust me, oppress me into an early grave, into a mental ward, or into a prison somehow, so that they can silence me about the graft, corruption, collusion, waste, fraud, abuse, gross mismanagement, federal contracting violations that I have reported upon and tried to cure through all three branches of the government.
So, I mean, what do you plan? Well, you don't want to give away your defense, obviously, but I mean.
They've basically made it to where there is no defense. They won't let me see. I can't cross-examine witnesses. I can't see testimony against me. I can't see evidence. I can't form a defense. They've blocked, discovery motions. They forced counsel upon me, who was a risk manager for the shipping companies. So I had the pre-existing defendants from federal district court representing me. It's like having Kobe Bryant represent the girl that he allegedly raped.
So, I mean, it's part of the prosecution. What else can you call that? Are they going to bring in the little head doctors?
They want to force me under. We actually went through this whole exercise once before. Went to a, they forced me, ordered me, and I was protesting. Said this is unlawful. It's a violation of due process. They're supposed to hold a hearing, not have me hold a hearing before some doctor. If I've done something wrong, it's supposed to be a violation of law, rule, or regulation, an act of professional incompetence, my license, not anything that they can't just like. You know, they believe that if you fall through a hatch on a vessel and you're injured and you're broke, your back is broken and that you're unconscious like Terry Schiavo, that they can go into the hospital, prosecute you for falling through the hatch, find you guilty, that it's your fault to basically carry on risk management for the shipping company so that the shipping company is not liable for taking care of you until you can either be cured or taking care of your family in case you die or... Because there's strict liability at sea on vessels under the Jones Act and more. And so what they're doing is they're using the Coast Guard as a risk manager for the shipping companies, and not just national American flag. They're doing it for foreign flag companies that all these guys have a leg in on, that they've moved these corporations, U.S. corporations, out of the country, privatized them first and foremost here, moved them out of the country, and they're using the system to protect themselves while they're operating these foreign flag companies.
I'm just curious how in the world they think they're going to, I guess it doesn't matter when they get the whole thing rigged, they can do whatever they want, but, you know, how are they going to prosecute you and say, I mean, you've never even gone to any of their so-called psychiatrists, have you, or psychologists?
Well, we went to this one, quote-unquote, psychologist, psychiatrist, whatever he was, went with an attorney. I did it under protest. I said, you know, I'm not doing this willingly. And I said it was a violation of due process. We went with a videographer and an attorney, albeit the attorney was conflicted, working for the shipping companies. The quote-unquote examiner thought that I was in the Coast Guard because the APA, Administrative Procedure Act, is supposed to apply to only, you know, personnel within the Coast Guard and not other people. It's supposed to be internal to, you know, people actually working for the Coast Guard. And he would not carry it on if it was to be recorded and on the record. And then the ALJ took that against me, saying that I must have something to hide because I wanted it recorded and on the record.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding.
But you understand why they do that. They do that to try to drive you mad.
Right, right. When the reality... Oh, boy.
Well, they want to set up. They want to set up in your own mind the Hegelian dialectic so that at some point you're arguing with yourself in your own mind so that they could walk you into any, you know, public place and say, look... He's crazy. He looks just like Nick Nolte when he got busted for a DUI and was digging through the trash or whatever, and his hair was all messed up. You know, they want to take a snapshot of you after they've beaten you up and abused you and tortured you and then say, look, see, he's crazy.
Oh, man. To literally drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, are they going to have this guy that you went to see?
Well, and remember, though, Brzezinski, who's the ALJ, he's the same one who ruled in the Rendon case, not only the Rendon case, but in some other cases back in, there's been three lawsuits now filed against the Coast Guard commandant. There's actually more than that, because even in my own situation, we filed one, but that was back in 2003, and it was, you know, it was the United States filing against the United States intentionally, to set up a buffer or protection against those in office. Just now, Brzezinski was dismissed as a defendant in these lawsuits in New Orleans. He was given qualified judicial immunity by the district court judge, which means, you know, he's an executive branch hearing officer. He's part of the executive branch, but because he's a hearing officer, or they call him an administrative law judge, he's not a real judge. He's not part of the judiciary, Article 3. This judge gave him immunity, which is what they've been seeking, is that these individuals carrying on these military tribunals of civilians have immunity for carrying on constitutional torts against them. They're British. I don't know what else to call them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. What a twisted mess, man. I tell you, that's unbelievable. Guys, stick with us. We'll be right back. What it's done to me. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Host Charlie Giuliani. We've got Eric Schein on the line. Oh, this is just quite the fiasco. So, you know, is this supposed to be a quote, prosecutory trial? I mean, this is an actual trial. It's not a deposition. You're going in there, and they're going to try to actually, as of 2 weeks from
now, find me guilty of being depressed.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is just right out of George Orwell. This is incredible. Guilty of... and then what are they going to do?
What they're trying to do, and this is exactly what the kings and queens used to do back in the... And that's why you look at where it's coming from, because it's the same thing that England did to our own seamen, our own soldiers. They used to grab them during the War of 1812 and even the Revolutionary War and more. You know, we've been fighting for a very long time to get the British out of our lives and have truly a Declaration of Independence that, you know, is well understood. And World War One and World War Two and other wars have actually created that marriage. And if you look at even guys like Denis Kucinich, who's running for office, he's now married to a 29-year-old British national, and I don't want to call her a spy or anything, but when I saw her with her hands on his, shoulders, kind of guiding him and telling him what to do and where to go, I'm looking at this going, in the larger context of things and going, wow. You know, it's almost as if like back in the old days where countries or even families would be married together, to create the peace, and they brought in, you know, some a woman from England, a good-looking, you know, young lady, 29 years old, to marry Denis Kucinich on the outside chance that he might actually win the presidency. And it's like, whoa. And then you look at Clinton, even Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the very first mayor of New York was George Clinton, I believe. And you look at all the ties. We had a lot of loyalist, royalist Tories here in our country in the Revolutionary period and ever since who would love to see the United States back under the control of not only English crown rule, but even the royal crown rule of other countries from Austria, Bavaria, and Germany. And if you look at who Queen Elizabeth is, she's tied to the Habsburgs and Leopold. I think Leopold's France. All these families are tied together, and they're coming over and trying to reassert their ownership and control of America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we should have, instead of invading Iraq, we should have invaded England more finally to, you know, say, look, stay out of our affairs.
As much control, I wonder, seems like Israel is actually winning the tug-of-war game right now. Well, they got Britain rigged, too. In fact, well, it's probably Israel rigging Britain who's now rigging the U.S. You know what I mean?
Well, and there's a lot of... I mean, Rothschild obviously moved from Germany to England, to London. People know his background. His family sets the gold standard, the price of gold, twice daily. And to have that kind of control and power over the gold cartel, you know, that commodity, is enormous. It's unbelievable that one family would own and control and maintain that control for generation upon generation upon generation. And then you look into the issues of the gold standard and even the gold reserve, and you realize that they're trying to, with this one world government, you know, collapse all currencies and then come back in and coin a golden coin of state under the control or auspices of this quote-unquote new world government or one world government.
Unbelievable.
Nobody
stands up to oppose them, to resist them, to nothing. All of these, you know, these 2.5 centuries that have gone by, it still marches on.
Yeah, and it's the very same game and game plan that's coming from these royal self-appointed, you know, families. Like Liechtenstein is another place. There was actually a woman named Nicole Liechtenstein involved in my own proceedings. She was in the August 26th, August 27th pre-hearing settlement conference. It's posted on the web, the transcripts from it. You don't get a name like Liechtenstein for your last name unless you're tied to that country, and that country is just like Switzerland. It's a little private pirate capital.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What do you think Skull and Bones is? And this was the thing I was getting into with Edwin Crosby III. He's come out with, I think it's a 5 or 6 part series of videos. He gets into the DD-214 forms and the codifications that they're putting on the back of the forms, the SPUD numbers, that actually identifies soldiers, sailors, and more as bedwetters, homosexuals, and other, you know, not so nice, you know, descriptions, so that they cannot get employment by employers, and they're basically anyone who would, you know, blow the whistle or complain or is a little bit too smart for their own good, all of a sudden they can't work because then they've been identified improperly as a bedwetter or homosexual or whatever, and they go out to get work. The employers are being told about these SPUD numbers. And these guys also end up on the street. 50% of the people that are on the street that are homeless are vets. And they're doing this to steal the death benefits and other property rights and interests of these soldiers. And you can see this even in the Jack Abramoff scandal, where he was doing the same thing for the Indian tribes and ensuring what the Indian tribe that lost the gaming rights didn't get them over the other tribe. And he had the death benefits paid out into his own private trust.
Oh, makes you proud to be an American. Stick with us, guys. We'll break right back.
Right. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Eric Schein on as our guest. Yeah, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it? The deeper you dig, it just, it's one big, massive rat's nest. You know,
you
if there's any... What's that?
You understand? I hate this delay. It's driving me absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what it is today. It's very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably trying to separate the two conversations so they can pick words and try to build some kind of conversation with somebody. I don't know. Who knows? These guys are just, the games they're playing is just unbelievable.
Yep.
But what I was going to say is now you understand why the Coast Guard is actually doing a public service, because whatever I have, I guess, which is the truth, it's causing, I mean, are you feeling a little depressed right now? I think it's catchy, and I think it might be some kind of virus or viral. You know, the truth is really starting to affect people, and you know, God forbid if the truth gets out and people become depressed initially.
We'll just put some on the Prozac and everything will be fine. That's just what Bertrand Russell said, making reference to this statement. Very significant, because it so much applies to today. That, you know, people will be happy while yet being miserable because the government will tell them that they are. And then he goes on to say that, you know, they'll induce this artificial happiness through propaganda coupled with the effects of pharmacological products. And, you know,
you understand that all of this, though, is targeted at tearing down the Republic. Even the Bible,
yeah, Sure.
And everything that is warned about is, and they talk about whether this is a final coming, the end of the world, Armageddon, and the planet blows up or whatever. You know, Death Star and Obi-Wan.
Well, I want you to have a feeling of hopelessness. Throw your arms up in the air. You're not going to beat us. You know, if you do find out what we're up to, nothing you can do about it anyway. That old saying, can't fight City Hall.
But it's literally, but they try to get people to focus on the Bible as if it's literal rather than an allegory, like Allegory of the Cave, and, you know, from Plato's Republic that was written 2,500 years ago. It's warning us of empire. It's telling us of this world. It's telling us how they use republics to build up public trust and then destroy the republic and steal it all.
Right.
That's exactly what's going on.
The only reason why this country enjoyed so many decades of prosperity,
so-called prosperity.
But I mean, the general public—if you just got a job pushing a broom, you know, years ago, that was enough to provide for your family. But now, you know, you can have 10 jobs, and it's still not going to get you by. I have 10 people living in the house, all working, and still not going to pay the bills. But I think they allowed that earlier on to get us into this false sense of security, so we would have put our guard down, and then, you know, when they finally pounced on us, people are still in that delusion that, well, this is a free country, and, you know, thinking that it's been this way forever and it's going to be this way forever, lulled us into that delusion.
Well, they use the hedonistic and materialistic side of human nature that, you know, if you set up the environment in a proper fashion, people feed into it. They want more. It's almost like getting, and that's what's going on right now in the United States, is a gold rush. They're taking down the republic, so these guys have figured out every means to steal as much as possible from public trust, private trust, individuals, unions, associations, the government, agencies, departments, the military, wherever they can, and put it in their own pocket so that as the, you know, republic comes down and comes apart, they're personally secure and can wait out until the next new republic in the North American Union or whatever is created.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got a couple callers here. We got John in Oregon. Go ahead, John.
That's Don in Oregon.
Oh, Don. Okay. I'll yell at the person back at the
studio. Mr. Giuliani, sir, I may have something for your guest. I don't know. Okay? You, I believe, were referring to Mr. Kennedy's process earlier as might being something that would benefit your guest. I'm not sure. Did you refer to him?
I believe
you were talking about Sam Kennedy's process that he is working globally right now, which is a private process, not a quote equitable common law or equitable / common law process.
That's what you're talking about, Charles, the writ of understanding.
Yeah, right, okay.
Okay. If one was to go to takenoprisoners@hush.com, they may be able to get a hold of Mr. Kennedy that way. Be advised that he is holding a seminar, and he's in seclusion preparing for that right now. It will be, in fact, they're doing the registration today.
Yeah, but see, like, the position I'm in, I don't need to be sent down another blind alley. I need people to come to me to, you know, literally the Calvary riding over the hill, because I can't continue to seek out and, you know.
All I'm doing is...
You would not believe what I've been through and how long I've been trying to gain assistance. And at some point, I can't even explain to you how exhaustive it becomes after being sent down one, you know, and I'm not saying that this is a blind alley or blind path, but at some point, I need other people to start going out there and advocating for me, and others like the Gulf Coast Mariners Association. These guys have done more to confront this. They've actually gotten into congressional hearings and before the chair of the Coast Guard Marine Transportation Subcommittee, and he's set to move these proceedings out of Coast Guard jurisdiction. But it needs
so
a lot
it stands
more push.
Now, you're going to go before them. You've got nothing. You're just going to go in alone.
As it stands now, I'm representing myself. But you got to remember too. I've had an enormous education. In a fair proceeding, these guys don't have a chance against me. They just don't. And that's why they're gaming the system. You know, they had to send the kid away to law school so that he had a better chance to come up against me. And even then,
when you're
going
alone against a corrupt system that's rigged to begin with,
exactly.
Not fair. Yeah, that's the problem. Hey, look, guys, let me say it again. You know, if we got a lawyer out there listening in who wants to jump in, and hey, did you ever try to get a hold of Jerry Spence out in Wyoming?
Yeah, been through that blind alley, and
really, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're also, you got to remember, they're bugging my phone. They're listening to everything I'm doing. They're following me. They're playing all kinds of games, just like they did to Martin Luther King and others. But now they've taken this down. Forget about King. They're doing it to every and any dissident, leader, activist, political dissident, complainant, grievant, anyone and everyone who sticks their head up. And at some point, you know, they're going to oppress everyone and push them under the same programs unless people start to really stick their heads up en masse, because there's not that many of these people. There's a lot, but not that many when you look at the numbers, overall numbers.
Right, against the whole population, sure.
Well, and when you start
that,
to...
If people
well, like even
together.
Brzezinski, the ALJ involved in my own situation, if you remove these people, because it's the same people carrying on the corruptions, if you take them out wherever they raise their ugly head and make sure that they can't raise their head again... Make sure that they're not afforded the opportunity to access to a public or private trust or corporation or government agency or department. Make them go push a broom, you know, then things will start to get better.
Right. Did you have anything more, Don, you wanted to add?
All I can say is, as a wise person to another person, leave no stone unturned. Thank you.
Did you hear the last part of that? I didn't.
Yeah, just to leave no stone unturned, you know. He's just trying. Well, you know, the problem is, though, you know, he's down to the last 2 weeks here, and, you know, you can't, you know.
Well, even now,
a course that
I've
would
filed. I mean, I filed motions for recusal of the ALJ. The guy's totally conflicted. He's been involved in this. You know, they excused him from the proceedings in New Orleans. But it doesn't mean that he's, you know, there's been no adjudication of the matters, and his involvement is still in question.
Right.
Because they gave him sovereign immunity somehow, or qualified judicial immunity. I mean, who grants sovereign immunity? The Pope and the crown families of Europe. We don't have that here. We don't have immunity from prosecution. You know, who did away with the Geneva Conventions and our, because even the Geneva Conventions and what Bush has done in that regard, it wasn't about foreigners. It was about what they're doing to our own citizens.
Oh, well, if you were one of Bush's little buddies, you'd get sovereign immunity. I mean, you know, at random, they just grant whoever they want to. Isn't that incredible? The president, who's the chief criminal of the crime syndicate, can grant diplomatic immunity or whatever, and he always does. You know, usually just before they leave office, you know, they'll...
And that's what kings do.
Yeah, yeah. And where is the power granted in the Constitution to do that, by the way?
Well, they go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, we got another caller. Were we going to make another point, or...?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that, you know, they're abusing under the cloak of authority... Or the cloak of their position, you know, their powers. They're going way beyond any powers that have been granted to them by law.
Right.
For Constitution.
Yeah. Done that with a whole lot of things, folks. The whole structure, the way it's set up now, it's not even a remote semblance of what the Founding Fathers set up. If they were here to see what happened, they would be so disgusted that people in this country have been so...
They would be taking up arms.
Complacent. Yeah, exactly.
They would be taking... They would
they'd
be
arrest
leading.
Them and have them charged with being crazy.
Yeah, exactly. They would be leading a revolution.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we got Ted in Georgia on the line. You there, Ted?
I think there's something in the Constitution. Eric, do you have a copy of it before you?
I do.
I thought you might. The part... It has a prohibition against ex post facto laws.
Yeah, ipso facto laws.
Ipso facto.
Well, because what they're doing here is they're rulemaking, and what they're trying to do is there is no rule for them to grant or force mental health examinations.
All right, well, I just use that as a position locator because around that same prohibition.
It's a violation of due process.
Well, I don't want to talk about the ex post facto laws. I want to tell you about something that's right in that same area of the Constitution that refers to it prohibits shaping a charge around an individual.
Right.
What do you call that? What is that?
The Bill of Attainder.
Bill of Attainder, okay. That's what I couldn't remember.
Yeah, and when what they do is, and this is what the kings, I touched on this, but I didn't really get into it, is what the old kings and queens used to do, and this is the Privy Council and Star Chamber, was they would go ahead and summarize an individual's life, charge them with their life, and then execute them for it.
Right.
Even though there was nothing that they did that was wrong.
Right, I understand that, and that's what I wanted to call your attention to, and that's all I have.
Yeah, no, and you're right on point. I've already brought that up in pleadings and motions.
So it seems like that's something you could still hold, hang your hat on.
Well, I brought it up, but they're not even reading my motions.
Well, you can still, if there's an appeal, certainly there'll be some opportunity of appeal. And that would be the, even though that particular court doesn't recognize the what they're doing as being a bill of attainder, up the line, there might be some court that is not corrupt and that might recognize it. And you need
mean the International Criminal Court or something, since the Supreme Court is so...
I mean, any court that you... If you have appeal to a non-corrupt court, particularly one that recognizes the U.S. Constitution...
Boy, do you know of any such one?
Yeah.
Can you cite an example? Jeez. Maybe you had a time machine and went back about, 60, 70 years.
I beg pardon?
I'm not being facetious. I'm speaking literally. There really isn't such a thing in this country anymore.
I think you have to go on the assumption that there is. Whether there is or not, you have to go on that assumption in handling your whole case.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that.
Well, I mean, there's honest individuals in the judicial system, but let's face it, if the case is serious enough, they're going to bring in their boys, and they're going to do their behind-the-scenes string-pulling, and, I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but...
Well, conditions have a way of changing.
Very true.
And
you're right on point.
It's always possible that the conditions will change in a way favorable to your having an appeal... based on the fact that they're trying to pass this bill of attainder on you.
Yep, and you're right, because that has been proven the case throughout time.
Right.
Throughout history.
Okay, thank you.
You know, like I talked to Ellen Mariani this morning. She brought up a very good point. She says that, you just got to hang in there and stick with it. And if you can show them that you're not going to back down, that intimidates them.
Right.
But if you throw your hands up in the air and say, forget it, it's hopeless, sure, they're going to constantly try to rig it, and they will. But if they see that you're not backing down, it is going to, they'll get intimidated after a while, especially when you're getting more attention, you're getting more support. They're going to be forced to back away.
Well, and that's what I'm asking for the people, because the only oversight that we have of our government is the people.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's the way it's supposed to be, and if we're not doing our job, then we get what we're, what we have right now.
Right. Did you have any more points that you want to bring up down in Georgia there? Oh, I guess he hung up. I thought.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Call in any time. We're going to go to, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Dilyod from Idaho. Are you there?
Hello? It's Deloitte.
Deloitte. Okay, sorry
yes.
about that.
I kind of want to echo the previous caller who was talking about Sam Kennedy. This is a program, and I've been trying to research it to solve some of my problems. And go to notarydepot.com and talk to one of the notaries on there that's in your area and ask for a mentor. It's got to be worth 15, 20, 30 minutes of your time to try to work with this, because it sounds like it's a really promising avenue to force these people to respond in your favor, because it gets into their pocketbooks. And it sounds really great to me, although I haven't used it, but Dr. Sam Kennedy's been talking about it on RBN on Saturdays and Sundays for 6 or more months. And I've only been aware of it the past, say, 2 months or so, but what he talks about sounds really promising. And there's, if you can get a mentor through the Notary Depot, they could certainly answer questions better for you than any of the callers could offer. And that's really all I have to say.
All right, thanks, Lloyd. Appreciate the call. Stick with us, folks. Short break, and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We just got a couple more minutes left here. We actually have two callers. I don't know if we're going to get enough time to get to them both, but I just wanted to say first, good luck to you in 2 weeks. Anybody wants to provide some legal assistance here for Eric?
Well, even a defense, even a defense legal fund is necessary, because that, you know, attorneys are attracted to greenbacks like flies to butter.
Right. Once again, guys, just drop me an email, truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, and, you know, I can get you in touch with them. But, you know, this is the time to take action. This is about your interests, not just Eric's.
Well, can I touch on that real quick?
Sure.
Because after the Exxon Valdez and Joe Hazelwood, they tied the driver's license of individuals, you know, your DMV driver's license, to a ship's captain's license, to where if you get a ticket boating, and remember there's zero tolerance now too, and especially under admiralty, it's an executive decision to seize your property. Under the Coast Guard, if you get a drunk driving on your boat, they not only can take away your license and your boat, you know, to operate your vessel, but also your driver's license. And if you get a drunk driver, if you get a drunk driving in your car, they can take away your ability to operate your boat.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And this is something that's happened in the last 20 years.
Real quick, and then I'll go to a caller. If there's any way that you can get a recording of the proceedings coming up, let me know, and I'll be happy to play it on the air. People need to hear just how monkey-rigged this thing is, what really goes on behind closed doors in these so-called trials. It's a scam. It's a racket.
It's a racket.
Yeah,
contact Elijah Cummings. He's a Democrat congressman from Maryland, who's chair of the Coast Guard and Marine Transportation Subcommittee, and demand to get me before congressional hearings.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, folks. Let's go to Max in the UK real quick. Go ahead, Max.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, great. Sorry, first time listener, first time caller. I'll be very quick. There's something I heard of recently, which is called an assistance of counsel under common law, if you're looking to defend yourself under the common law in the US as well. And if you were to put contracts for various lawyers to work for yourself, i.e., and deposit them with as a recorded delivery so that you can prove that you delivered it to the various lawyers in your area, let's say, to represent you and you alone, not the Bar Association, not the courts, not Admiralty Law, you and you alone, you will find probably, or most likely, definitely, that they will not sign your contract. And as such, under the law in the US as well as the UK, you have a right to an assistance of counsel. And if you cannot gain one because they won't sign your agreement, then you can stall the proceedings, I understand, indefinitely. So you put a blocker on it.
But, sir, think about what they're trying to do to me. They're trying to find me incompetent, force me to be my own counsel, which would go towards ineffectiveness of counsel.
But this is why if you look to seek for an assistance of counsel...
I have.
Then you have.
Yes.
And therefore, you can't get an assistance of counsel because none of them will actually sign your agreement, correct?
Yeah, no, I cannot get counsel. They're doing everything to make sure that I cannot get counsel.
Yeah, they're trying to circumnavigate the way all around that by saying he's incompetent so that no matter what he says, it doesn't matter because he's incompetent.
But that's the
point. Therefore, even if I were to gain
your...
counsel, it doesn't matter, and I shouldn't. I wouldn't be able to effectively assist counsel even if I was able to get counsel.
Yeah. Tell you what, guys, unfortunately we ran out of time, but hey, listen, anybody, you got information you want to pass on to Eric, just, you know, send it to me, email TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. Take care, folks. Got a great show lined up tomorrow.
See
you then.
With recent internet.